Today's gospel reading comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard of it, they followed him on foot from the town. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so they may go into the villages and buy some food for themselves." And Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You can give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but five loaves and two fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over from the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, plus women and children. This is the word of Christ.
Glory to you, O Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Robert, for sharing us beautiful music. And thanks to Daryl. Wow. Daryl has preached better sermon than I can on the feeding of 5,000. I can say amen. Let's go home. The miracle of the feeding the 5,000 plus is so famous that you can find it in all four gospels. This is the only miracle other than the resurrection that is told in all four gospels. So, this miracle story must be very important, not only for the inner circle of Jesus' disciples and all those followers in his time, but also for us today. Yes, I find this miracle story so fascinating, especially in this morning's Matthew account. Jesus was truly compassionate for everyone. Everyone. Especially for those who were poor, sick, and hungry. From his preaching ministry and teaching ministry, Jesus was doing healing ministry. Now Jesus is engaging into another essential ministry, is his feeding ministry through a miracle. The verse 15 says, "When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, 'This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into their villages and buy food for themselves.'" The Bible later says there are 5,000 men besides women and children. A rough estimation for that gathering can be altogether about at least 10,000 or 15,000 people out there in that remote area. So, the disciples' advice seems logical and to be the best solution in that given situation. Yes, the disciples' recommendation makes a total sense. However, amazingly, Jesus is saying something unexpected, even something unrealistic. Verse 16 says, "Jesus said to them, They need not go away. You give them something to eat. With his divine compassion toward people, Jesus does not want them to dismiss them for supper. With that much crowds, the supper break might take a few hours, considering they have no cars, no RVs, no grocery stores, no McDonald's or 7-Eleven stores nearby. When Jesus says, "You give them something to eat," the disciples might react, "What? Master, are you out of your mind?" They already know there are no food enough available to feed the army. Probably they have already done some inventories for eating is absolutely needed for sustaining lives. So they reply with some negative feelings. Verse 17, they replied, "We have nothing here but five loaves and two fish. I guess after they saying, "We have nothing here," with the emphasis on the word nothing, then they might be pausing for a second before saying anything further. Then they are adding to say, not in an excited way, about five loaves and two fish. They know, and we know, that it is practically impossible to feed 15,000 people with just boys' lunch. No science or any logistic strategies can explain this unfeasible situation today and in Jesus' time. Think about it. Five loaves of bread and two fish combined and divided by 15,000, each person would get a super micro tiny piece. It's 99.99% of nothing, almost a zero. The boys' lunch would not even satisfy any one hungry person among the tired crowd in that deserted place. Now, nevertheless, surprisingly, Jesus is responding with his conviction and assurance. Verse 18, and he said, "Bring them here to me." Like Darrell mentioned, he wanted to involve the esteemed disciples into this miracle account. Bring those five loaves and two fish to Jesus. Yeah. And beyond this moment, we all know very well the rest of the amazing story. Yes, it is the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 men besides the women and children that happened in Jesus' time, and the miracle can still happen today. It is not a literal sense of feeding ministry with the actual food per se, since Jesus is not with us with his physical presence. But we are not alone. We have the Holy Spirit who can empower us, guide us, and lead us. Throughout the whole miracle account, Jesus is proclaiming that he is the bread of life. And he is also demonstrating his love through the Holy Communion. This miracle is not limited just to feeding or caring ministry for people. One of the main lessons from this miracle is that we see only what we lack, while Jesus asks us what we have. Remember what Jesus says? "You give them something to eat." Yes, you give them something to eat. Do you think Jesus didn't know that there is a lack of food to feed those hungry crowds? Do you think Jesus had prepared all for all some emergency food in nearby storages, or had some U-Haul trailers with full of resources standing by? Not really. Jesus already knows the reality, yet he is no other person than Jesus. With God, nothing is impossible. God is taking care of the provision part. All you have to do is to give what you have. Don't just say, I have nothing. Nada. Jesus knows you have nothing, almost zero. But Jesus still is asking, you give something, whether it's so to eat, to drink, to wear, to plant, to use, to enjoy, in whatever needs and situations. God knows, and Jesus knows, you have nothing but your 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus uses them and transforms them into something amazing beyond our expectations or our imaginations. When Jesus asks you to give what you got for accomplishing something for the kingdom of God, don't say, I have nothing. I only have a small and humble thing. I have ridiculously inadequate thing to give you, Lord. I am so embarrassed because I only have such a tiny portion to present to you. No, God's kingdom begins with a mustard seed. Remember the parable of the mustard seed? Even though your lunchbox contains only 1 loaf of bread and a half fish or quarter fish, if it's with your whole heart and your best, that would be more than enough for Jesus to perform a miracle. My sisters and brothers in Christ, as we are living in this time of the pandemic crisis, it is true that we are limited greatly in resources and in any capacities and capabilities to do God's work. Yet, we as Christians are called to give something the community and the world need. I'm not talking about your offerings or donations. You are already being faithful to God with your financial support for the church. So, what could be your loaves and fish to Jesus? Yes, it could be your possessions. Yes, it could be your skills and talent. Yes, it could be your gifts and graces. Yes, it could be your small yet humble things. It could be your smile, your kind word, your encouragement, your recognition for someone present with you, or your simple yet kind deed. Whatever it could be, it is never too small. Above all, it doesn't matter how small or how insignificant. God can turn in anything into a miracle of abundance. Do not underestimate God who created the whole universe out of nothing. Do not underestimate you who are trying to be faithful to God with your mustard seed faith. Even though my sermon title is Multiply Your Loaves and Fish, it is the God who multiplies your loaves and fish in many wonderful ways and always. Most of all, God can multiply your love again and again. That's why Jesus came to us to show us how to multiply our love for God and for people. I came across an old comic from the family circus. A neighbor lady is asking, Mom, how do you divide your love among 4 children? Mom is answering, I don't divide it. I multiply it. God's love is like this mother's love. God always multiplies your love. You have this God-given loaves and fish already stored in your heart. It is your loaves and fish. Yes, it's your love. It is God's steadfast and untiring love working in you. And if you are willing to share your love for God's kingdom, your love is going to be multiplied over and over again. What God provided that day through Jesus was more than enough. What God provides for you today is more than enough. Your faith, which can grow abundantly and amazing, can be strong enough to get you through any hard times, such as this pandemic crisis. Remember, God's love always creates more and more, never divides or destroys. God's love is eternal and remain with you throughout your entire life and beyond this life and upon everyone you have loved, you still love, and you will love ever. In his book, Finding My Way Home, Pathways to Life and the Spirit, the late Father Henry J.M. Nouwen wrote on love, quote, I am a human being who was loved by God before I was born and whom God will love after I die. This brief lifetime is my opportunity to receive love, deepen love, grow in love, and give love. When I die, love continues to be active, and from full communion with God, I am present by God, by love to those I leave behind. Unquote. Your best and your most joyful loaves and fish you can possibly share while living in this life would be your love. Apostle Paul affirms this in 1 Corinthians 13:8. Love never ends. As you partake in Holy Communion in a few minutes, and every day and every moment in life, always remember, God loves you. And with your love, God desires to transform your life. And God multiplies your love to make miracles in other people's lives. How amazing you are. How blessed you are. Thanks be to God. Amen.